Thank you very much. I don't mind as long as I'm not the one who's appropriated the title to myself. Although I wouldn't like to have two jobs under the current circumstances. Given the tight timelines that we have. Good morning and thank you very much for being here. And I acknowledge my colleagues from Parliament and the National Assembly. So the heated debate around VAT has had both positive and negative outcomes. Positive because for the first time since the dawn of democracy, MPs and members of the public really engage with the budget. No one sleepwalked through the process, such as we have seen before, where only analysts and journalists take up a really keen interest outside Parliament, which has to engage with it. The second positive is that taxpayers finally said, "We have no more money. We make do with what we already give you." This is a very good thing, because people can now appreciate that the government, and that means taxpayers themselves, do not have limitless resources. Money does not fall from trees. So you cannot commit to do everything, pay for everything, and not have problems thereafter. However, there have also been negative things that have arisen. One of those is the fact that the VAT debate overshadowed everything else about budgeting. Budgets are about expenditure priorities. Since February, very few people have spoken about any of the urgent spending priorities we need to speak about at budget time. South Africans who spend too much of their hard-earned income on transport instead of cheap, safe government trains. Roads and bridges that are falling apart, partly because of climate change, affecting critical services and the economy itself. Unemployed doctors and hospitals without essential equipment, causing people to wait for weeks instead of being treated immediately, and doctors who have to play God by choosing who dies or lives today, needlessly so. Municipalities that are financially unviable and facing collapse with catastrophic consequences for ordinary people. We never got to speak about any of those things because there was only one issue on the table. And so as an important fiscal and national policy discussion, the last few months have been a disaster from that score. The point here is that budgets are meant to solve problems. The debate around budgets is supposed to be about the order of those priorities and whether these allocations are sufficient or to be spent in an efficient manner. We never got a chance to have that discussion. I hope that now there will be an opportunity to do so. But South Africa has a problem. South Africa has several problems with budgeting. One of those is the composition of expenditure, which the finance minister spoke about in his speech yesterday. Over 820 billion goes to salaries, over 440 billion goes to social grants, over 424 billion in debt service costs. And as Honorable Maswanganyi reiterated earlier, at 1.2 billion rand per day, 365 days a year. That makes up about 90% of the revenue that was collected this past year. 90%. Then we must pay for goods and services, and we never have enough of these. Schools without modern science and computer equipment, clinics with insufficient medication, needles and anesthetics, and so on. And when we do pay for these goods and services, we pay too much because some of them are poorly conceived, poorly planned, poorly managed, and often there is corruption. And this cuts across all levels of government. Yesterday, the minister in his speech mentioned both composition of expenditure and expenditure reviews. Him and I have discussed both extensively in our consultations. The composition of expenditure is a much bigger discussion about government policy and what we choose to prioritize. As I've said before, South Africa wants absolutely everything to be a priority, and we end up not doing anything really well because we are trying to stretch our resources further than we should be doing. Is our government still structured in direct relation to its strategic objectives? That is over and above its constitutional mandate. Do we have the right number of civil servants doing the kind of work that needs to be done? Or are we trying to fit a square into a circle? Because in 1998 or thereabouts, we thought the government should look the way it does now. No, I'm not suggesting that we retrench people. I am asking, for instance, whether we do not spend hundreds of millions on consultants because the people we have in place aren't fit for the purpose that we have now. Then we end up paying millions of rand for work that officials should actually be able to do. How should we deliver on the social wage? Do we want to give people 370 rand to last them 48 hours, or do we want to use the 35 billion for carefully planned and executed initiatives to grow the economy and create jobs that pay a living wage? These are policy questions that cannot be answered in a speech by the finance minister alone. And these are some of the things the finance minister himself mentioned yesterday when he spoke about repurposing the SRD grant. I also want to spend a bit of time on expenditure reviews in general, and then I will sit down. Another issue the minister and I have discussed in recent months, as much as he said there is a commitment from the president and cabinet to drive efficiencies in government, this is also parliament's job. It is a job that myself, Honorable Maimane, and Honorable Masuanganye from the National Assembly's perspective, we will take really seriously. Because, as the minister said yesterday, we need to make sure that every rand goes as far as possible. Because, once again, the South African people have said no more taxes. We don't have the bandwidth. Make do with what we already give you. The government overpays for goods and services, but I want to give you an insight into a specific area of overexpenditure on an industrial scale, the mismanagement of projects and the massive corruption therein. We need to set benchmarks where the government does not spend more than 110% of planned project spend. And staff are incentivized for projects that are completed on time and within budget. We cannot have civil and construction projects lasting double or triple the time at double or triple the cost that was initially planned. That is not value for money. We need to explore centralizing project management capacity and project controls. Consulting engineers, we've learned, are a massive weakness, failing to ensure that the work is of the right quality and payments are only made when the work is done. And when those payments are made, they're in line with what we should be paying. Fighting corruption is a priority, the minister reaffirmed yesterday, and he will be back with us in June. For this critical conversation, I want to speak a little bit about that for a couple of seconds. And that is part of the discussion prior to the March budget as well as this one. Treasury and GTEC have done extensive work over the last couple of years to understand where government should spend money better. The minister spoke about this yesterday, and therefore I've invited him to come to the Standing Committee on Public between the finance committees, where he will lay out for 2 days, he will lay out areas where the government, since 2013, 2014, has been spending money, where that expenditure has been efficient, where that expenditure has not been efficient, and what some of the critical interventions that can be made are. This is the work of Parliament. I know that whenever there is conflict, such as when there is a fight about VAT and so on, and we will hear a lot of words like austerity and that kind of thing. Ultimately, colleagues, at the end of the day, MPs have to get off Twitter, get off the streets, get to committees, and do the serious, boring work that does not offer the TV time the drama in the afternoon offers. That is how we will serve the South African people. I thank you.